From the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16, one of the most familiar scriptures known to man. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Here in John 3:16, a message to all that there is life through Jesus Christ. Here in John 3:16, a message to all that God loves us. For it states here, "For God so loved the world." This is not speaking of this world's system that is corrupt and fallen and filled with folly, but it's speaking to the people of the world. "For God so loved the world, the white and the black, the rich and the poor, the tall and the small, those across the seven seas, those in the jungles of Africa, those in the frozen tundra, in the Arctic and Antarctic." "For God so loved the world" speaks of the motive of his way of salvation. It is not God's love that saves us. It is God's love that is a motive of salvation. For he loves us with an everlasting love. Jeremiah 31 verse 3, "I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and with loving kindness have I called thee." Yes, God loves us. Despite what we've been through in the rejections of mankind and the abuse and the rejection of others, God loves us. So much so that he gave his only begotten Son, the second person of the divine Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ came down, wrapped himself in a body to die for the sins of the world. For we are not saved by works, but we're saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. And the only thing that would redeem us from our sins is not works, but the precious blood of Jesus Christ. God shedding his own blood, his perfect blood, and accepting Jesus Christ as a sacrifice for our sins. Here in John 3:16, not only is it speaking of God's love toward us and the sacrificial love of Jesus Christ dying for our sins and rising from the dead, but it's speaking to whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God is looking at faith. For the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Scripture teaches that we should have just the faith of a mustard seed, childlike faith, innocent faith of a child that does not question God with 1,000 questions, but just trusts him and takes him at his word. Individuals that admit that they are sinners, individuals that believe that Jesus Christ died for their sins, individuals that call upon the Lord for salvation will be saved. Jesus Christ stated, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." Jesus Christ stated, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." Here in John 3:16, God's motive of love and the method of Jesus Christ dying for our sins and rising from the dead speaks to the fact that we should respond in love, believe on the Lord, and accept him as Lord and Savior. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10 states that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.